Welcome back to the show. Collingwood Membership Day here all day. Of course, head to membership.collingwoodfc.com.au. Give the club a call, 1300-MAGPIE, to join the footy club. God knows they need more members. The poor buggers have only got about 900,000 paid-up members at the moment. So anybody else out there who wants to jump on board, go your hardest. Brent McCaffer, a man who's worked hard to get back into the frame, has been good enough to join us on the show. Hello, Brent. How are you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm going okay. When we say how you're going, it's often a bit of a throwaway line, but quite seriously, how are you going? No games last year. We know what you went through with the knee. How are you tracking individually?
Yeah, going really well, mate. Obviously, pre-season's all done and dusted now. I was able to get through that unscathed and feeling really fit and really strong. As good as I felt in my time at the footy club, which is awesome. And as I said, pre-season's done now. So, yeah, chomping at the bit to get out there and play some footy after being out of it for a fair while now.
I bet you are. During the whole rehabbing, what have you actually been doing? What sort of range of physical kind of activity, before you could start running again, were you keeping yourself busy with?
It was pretty boring, to be honest. Really repetitive sort of stuff. I was sort of just stuck inside most of the time in the gym and just trying to really strengthen up my legs and in particular all around my knees, just to make sure what's happened a couple of times now just won't happen again. So got on top of that and got all that sorted. And a lot of time spent swimming in the pool, a lot of bike riding, things like that, just anything that I could sort of remotely get my fitness up and without being able to run, as you said.
So has your body changed, without getting into too much specific detail, and this leads into another question thereafter, but has your body shape changed much? Are you still, you know, your kind of weight the same and all those kind of key dimensions, are they still pretty much what they were before you did your knee?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. I suppose with the game now and the way it's changed over the last couple of years and becoming a real running game, we sort of had to back off a lot of time as I got closer to being able to run again, the weight side of things, because, you know, the running and the demand that's just gone up. So to not be carrying as much weight and be lighter on my feet and being able to cover more ground was something that we looked at. And I've probably, my weight's, you know, only about 1 or 2 kilo difference, but being out there running around, it makes a hell of a lot of difference. It's one thing I noticed as soon as I got back, that just how much quicker the game has gotten, how much you need to be able to cover more ground, especially with the rotations that have come in as well.
So you're telling me that in the 2 years, or, you know, the year that you played, you have the year off, now you're back. So it's kind of been that sort of period of time that we're looking at. Are you telling me even in that time frame, the way the game's played has changed noticeably to you?
Dramatically. It was one of the first things I noticed as soon as I got out there. And I don't know whether it's all these young guys that are coming in and they're just a lot fitter and a lot quicker now, but it was something I noticed. Just the pace, the way that the ball moves from one end of the ground to the other. I mean, playing last week against the Bulldogs at halftime, I was exhausted. It was the first full game that I'd played in well over 12 months. And yeah, it's just going from strength to strength. So I don't know if pre-season could get any harder than what I've just experienced, to be honest. I'd hate to see how the game could have been another 10 years.
So that was a fascinating game because, you know, they're a pretty offensive footy team who like kind of running the ball and moving it pretty quickly. And that seems to be what Collingwood's been trying to do a lot of in the pre-season. You had that, you know, high-scoring, up-tempo game against Geelong as well. Is this kind of what we're going to see from the Pies, do you think, Brent? More of that sort of up-tempo sort of football in 2016?
Yeah, I think so. I think particularly once we get the ball in our forward half of the ground, once we get it past that centre line, I mean, you see teams are so good now at dropping back and getting numbers back in the hole and they're well in defences. And so to be able to combat that and get it into your forward area, you've got to be able to go quick. Whilst being able to be controlled at the same time and not turn over the ball, but once you get it in that forward half of the ground, you need to be able to go as quick as you can and give your forwards an opportunity one-on-one, because if you're held up or you go too slow, you're just going to have too many numbers back there to be able to get a mark in your forward 50. So it's something we've worked on, and we've worked a lot on our skills and our ball movement, and I think it came through quite a bit during the NAB Cup, so hopefully we can translate that into round one this week against Sydney.
Collingwood Membership Day, talking to Brent McCaffer, great for all Collingwood supporters to have him back in the fold. Let me ask you about a couple of individuals that have kind of caught our eye a little bit, and I'd love to get your perspective, having seen them up at close quarters. Mason Cox, I think when we get these guys come over, Brent, we're of the view, you know, a lot of us, the people who have been around for as long as I have and don't believe that the game's that easy to play, that, oh, yeah, there's a bit of novelty value with a couple of these fellas, but they're not really going to make it. And yet you see Cox in a short period of time seems to develop some intrinsic understanding of the ball below his knees, and he looks like he's actually got a little bit of game nous about him. Am I seeing something that doesn't exist? Am I actually seeing something that is there? And if so, are you surprised at how quickly he's actually sort of learnt the game?
Yeah, I think you're spot on, mate. I think we get these guys that come from, you know, overseas, and we sometimes forget how hard this game is and how many different rules and how many different skills there are to learn. And credit to him and I spoke to Anthony Rocker and the development coaches that have spent a lot of time with him, that he's only been here, you know, not long past 12 months, and to see where he's at and through that NAB Cup, the skills that he displayed and his attack on the ball and, as you said, his skill at ground level for a guy that's, you know, I think he's taller than Aaron Sandilands. So to see that, it's so impressive, but it's his willingness to learn continually and continually get in and just asking questions and to be able to pick up on what guys are telling him and stuff like that. So I think we've definitely got one there, and I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see him, you know, at some stage this year, get his turn to display that at AFL level in a proper game. That would be awesome.
That would be an unbelievable story if it happened that quickly. You mentioned development coaches there, and I think we probably underestimate, we being the broader kind of community, how important development coaches are at AFL level. I mean, we all get the players, all the clubs get the players from the same draft pool by and large, and then seemingly some players develop and thrive better at some clubs than some others do elsewhere. How important is the specific kind of, you know, minute work done with individual players, with development coaches, and how important is that in seeing players improve quickly at AFL level?
It's huge. You have these kids that come in and they're just so raw. They've never experienced anything like this, where they're at the club 5-6 days a week, you know, from 8 o'clock till, you know, 4, sometimes 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And they've got so much to learn, so much is thrown at them straight away, that you can't just tell them, you know, one thing and that's it. They get it. So these coaches that are spending all this time with them, you come down to the footy club and there's always guys in it, Dale Tapping's office or Anthony Rocker's office, Jared Rivers, there. They're non-stop in there learning. It's so much information that they've got to pick up on, and so many different skills. And, you know, the game plan structures, there's so much new stuff for them. It's such a huge, huge part of the game. And to see so many young guys in the AFL that are, you know, they're playing from round one in their first year, it's a huge credit to them, to not only the players but those coaches and the time that are spent with them. They have a massive role, and something that, you know, we're pretty proud of down here at the club, that we have a lot of young talent and a lot of guys that could be putting their hand up to play early on this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of depth at that footy club. There's a big spruik coming out. I know you've heard it, and you know what the footy community, how we can jump around a player. There's a lot of big spruik on Darcy Moore and what a young man who's only played 8 or 9 games can bring to the table in, you know, his second year of AFL football. Do we need to temper our enthusiasm with Darcy, or do you actually think, Brent, that he is, you know, at a point in his career already where he can have an impact in this coming season?
Yeah, I almost had to check myself the other day. I saw something in one of the papers that he'd only played 9 games, and it just doesn't seem that that's real, that he's only played 9 games. It seems like he's been at this footy club for a long time and he's, you know, got at least 50, 60 games under his belt. But some of the stuff that I've seen him do, you know, during his pre-season, the way that he can launch at the ball, take, you know, pack marks, his athleticism for a guy that's around 200 centimetres. And I think the most impressive thing is just his maturity, and I think he just has leadership written all over him. And yeah, it's pretty exciting to get a guy like that at your footy club to come up forward. And I definitely, if you ask Trav Cloke, how happy he is to have another guy at the footy club with his ability, He'd just smile. So, yeah, I think, you know, obviously there's going to be times where he's going to have inconsistent games and, you know, not kick goals or have an off night. But as I said, he's only played 9 games. He's in his second year. But there's so much talent there, and really looking excited to see where he takes his footy this year, because I think it could be a pretty exciting and impressive for the football club.
And last one before I let you go. I know players don't like talking about other players' contracts and, you know, you look after yourself and you get your own job done and all the rest of it. Nathan Buckley gets the contract extension. People have been talking about it for a long time. Does it make any difference to the player group, you know, how the coach's contractual status sits? Is that, was that talked about amongst you guys at all? And the fact that he has, you know, got the extension that he's received, does that mean anything to the playing group?
I think it definitely means something. It's great to see that the group that we've got here now, I think, you know, Bucks would be really happy with what we've put together here and the maturity in the group that we've got. So it's a great reward to see him get that contract extension and the support that he's got from the powers above, because we're all definitely behind him as players, and we know that we've got something good and really special here for, you know, hopefully the next 6-7 years. So to know that he's definitely going to be there for, as he should be, for another 12 months after this year, is awesome. So hopefully we can do the right thing by him and play some good footy this year, which we should. There's no reason why we shouldn't. And we can just keep going from there, and the rest of it will take care of itself. But yeah, it's great to have that done. So now we look forward to just playing footy.
Mate, it all looks pretty positive, even for supporters of clubs whose persuasion might be navy blue and white with the monogram in front. It's hard not to look at the black and white stripes and think that there are pretty positive things in store. Brent, it's great to see you back playing footy, mate. A lot of Collingwood supporters are absolutely delighted about that, and footy fans generally speaking. Always like to see guys work back from the sort of thing that you've worked back. Good luck in 2016 and beyond. Thanks for joining us today.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Really appreciate it.
Good on you. Brent McCaffer from the Collingwood Footy Club. Membership day here all day on 11:16 SEN. Membership.collingwoodfc.com.au if you want to join up. Or give them a call, 1-300-MAGPIE. Back on Arvos with more after the break.